Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you find he's free and available. We have a young man that's coming on the program. He was the New England D2, D3 Defensive Player of the Year. He was also down at the CGS, and I could name all the other accolades, but this is a 15-minute program, and if I went through that process, we would miss too much time with the standout from Bentley College, none other than Sue Lupoli. Sue, welcome to the program, my friend. Sal, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you, my friend?
Hi, sir. It's going very well. Just finished up training just a little bit ago out here in New Jersey, you know, finishing up training with Test Academy, and all is going well, sir.
Now, listen, we were talking briefly before we went live, and, I mean, to put it all together, to kind of have the accolades and reach the heights that you did individually this season, were you expecting that going in? Were you saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to blow the top off of 2023? Or was there a little bit of a surprise when you kind of finally checked the stats and all the accolades and all the accomplishments that you achieved in your final year of college football?
Yeah, you know, it was a definitely interesting road. That was my third head coach in the last 4 years. So going into this past year, I didn't want to transfer. I wanted to be loyal to my guys. I was a returning captain. And the year before, felt like I had a lot to prove to the league and to everybody. So I wanted to come back, and I worked extremely hard in the off season. You know, put together 3-a-days all throughout the month, 3-a-days, 2-a-days, you know, kept my nutrition right. I was mentally preparing for that season, but I'm extremely grateful for how it went. I'm grateful for my coaches and my teammates for everything.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic year. And Kevin Dunn, the main man at Test Football Academy, he kind of connected us and wanted to give you we wanted to kind of get you on and share you with our draft audience. And he said, the linebacker role, maybe you'd be doing some transitioning to the strong safety, nickel position. You also have a background as a long snapper. Are those all the things that are in the works as right now as you prepare for the pro day on the 21st?
Yep, that's all in the works. I think something that I bring to the table is versatility. Long snap for Bentley all 4 years as well as starting linebacker. So there's not a lot of guys in the country that can snap at a high level and, you know, can play defense at a high level. I was fortunate enough to lead the whole country in tackles. But something that Kevin was bringing up was my size, and with my athleticism, he was saying that move, you know, would be possible and it might not be a bad idea. So the past 10 weeks I've been training as a defensive back, and, you know, I've been loving it.
Oh, that's excellent stuff. Once again, Sal Lupoli here on the C2P talking some NFL draft, college football with this young man. I'm curious, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the better kid from the get-go, or did it take some time for you to become the guy that's kind of, you know, dominating, if you will?
I played Pop Warner. I played football my whole life. I started when I was 7 years old, and, you know, I actually was one of the kids my first year ever of football. You know, it was E-team, and you get the games at 6 o'clock in the morning. You're 6, 7 years old. I actually wanted nothing to do with it. It's funny because I used to sleep with a football when I was that age. I used to tell my parents I want to go to the NFL, but sure enough, my first year of football, I was like, I don't want to have anything to do with this. You know, but as I got older and really understood what the game was about, you know, my dad was a college football player. My uncle was a college football player, both coaches for the high school at the time. I was always around the game, and I just fell in love with it. And, with that, my work ethic, I think it just kind of brought light to it. I was able to make the varsity team as a freshman and, you know, blossom in high school and, you know, was fortunate enough to have a great college season or college career.
Yeah. Well, definitely a great college career. And let's kind of touch base on the All-Star events that you went to. You went to two of them. Can you kind of just take us through that? And what was it like to have some interaction with those guys that have the shield on their apparel?
Yeah, it was great. So I went to the CGS Showcase in Texas and the FCS Bowl, which was in Florida, both great events. Both chances just to get my name out there and just do all that I could. And the CGS was a great event. There was a ton of scouts, was able to talk to some guys and really understood how this process goes. And I actually threw myself in. It's kind of a funny story. I got invited for long snapper. And I talked to the coach and I'm like, hey coach, I'm also a first team All-American linebacker. Could I, participate as LB as well? And they're like, of course, do whatever you want to do. Sure enough, participated at LB and I do well in as well as long snapping. But the next day, the game, the like mock scrimmage or whatever, I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to bet on myself. And I threw myself in at safety for the first time playing ever in my life.
Huh.
And I just said, you know what? I made some plays. I had about four tackles and I did well at safety. So I was excited. I just decided to throw myself in because my head was already leaning towards making that transition. So in my head where I can get some tape while I'm here, go against some of the best competition in the country, you know, see how that pans out. I did well.
That's awesome. Was your adrenaline just flowing when you decided to do that? I mean, it's kind of like walking up to the prettiest girl in the bar and say, you know what, I'm going to ask her out. And then, lo and behold, she says yes. And then you go back that night and you're like, man, I can't believe I even had the, to even talk to this. And, so was that kind of that moment where you're like, you know what, I'm here, I'm going for it.
I love the analogy, but to be honest with you, very similar. I was there. And the way that I'm kind of approaching this whole process is, I'm putting all my chips on the table, I'm giving every single thing I have to this, if you can talk to Kevin Dunn or if you've spoken with him, you can get a tell from him that I'm one of the hardest working guys, in the group, and I'm willing to do whatever. And I just kind of decided, if where I'm looking to be is strong safety, I kind of just said, screw it and bet on myself. And I believe in my talents. And that was kind of it, but it definitely was a throw myself in kind of thing.
I love it. Once again, Sal Lupoli. I can't believe you're going to kill me when I'm butchering this. Lupoli. Sal Lupoli. I mean, gosh.
Yes, so there you go.
There you go.
It's the Italian. It's okay. No worries.
Yeah, I'll send you a I'm going to send you a bag of Tadell's when I'm done. I bake them, and it's an old Italian recipe. you'll enjoy it. Seriously. How about this one? I asked all the guys to come on the program. If we threw you in that film room, and these scouts are breaking down the tape, and you're watching them watch your film, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those, those hallmark home run abilities that are just going to pop?
Yeah, I think something they'll notice right away is my athleticism. There's a couple plays of me jumping over people to make tackles, dive in and just athleticism of a long snapper that can snap at a very high level and a tackler that has, has the record for total tackles in school history. So somebody that can do both. I think what you're going to see about my game as well and something I pride myself on is, passion and relentlessness. I model my game after a few guys, but one of them is Pat Tillman, and rest in peace, he's my hero. But the way he played the game was larger than life. He's an undersized guy who was a linebacker and changed positions when he got to the NFL to strong safety. He was a special teams guy in the beginning, ended up cracking the lineup and did well. But the reason why I love him is the same reason why the Cardinals picked him is because you know, his passion for the game, his relentlessness. You know, you don't lead the country in tackles without being relentless. I can say that nobody else, I love my teammates to death, but I wasn't going to let anyone else beat me to the ball. And that's just kind of my mindset. And you can see that, and you can see that on tape. I just have a lot of passion for the game. I love it, you know, more than anything. And I'm just a relentless man.
Yeah, I love it. You know, we do so many shows, and sometimes, you know, I mean, they're always great, but sometimes we get one like you where you just kind of feel the intensity. You feel that drive, that passion, that hunger that, you know, I mean, I want to go hit something. I'd probably not do much once I hit it.
Oh, dang, I love it. I'm getting fired up myself.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I can feel that passion, and I do it. Now, this is your show, and you've had the opportunity to speak with teams, but, you know, I do know they listen in. This is your opportunity. Is there anything about you that they need to know? I mean, you mentioned, I mean, obviously your versatility and your ability to, you know, work with coaches. You said you had three in the last 4 years head coaches. Maybe some of the schemes you couldn't do certain things. Maybe there's certain things on film that aren't there. What do you need to address? You mentioned team captain. You could have been a weight room warrior, a film junkie, great in the community. What else goes into the resume that these scouts and GMs, NFL personnel need to know about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, being a two-time captain is a lot of my story, and, you know, voted by my teammates both times. It wasn't like you're a returner, okay, good. No, both times you got to be voted in, and it says a lot about my character. I think being able to lead the country in tackles, and also being not just Defensive Player of the Year, but I was named MVP of my league, which is the first time in the year until I think the last time was the year 2003. Where anybody from my league won it as a defensive player. You know, so I just want to speak to these guys and say, you know, go with me because you're going to get a guy that brings passion, an extremely, extremely hard worker, someone who just needs a chance. You know, I led the country. I was a finalist for the Cliff Harris Award, which is the best defensive player in the country. I was a finalist for the Harlan Hill Award, which is the best, is that basically the highest in the Division II. You know, so – Don't get mistaken that he's Division II and he might be undersized. He might not be a player. Don't be mistaken at all, because I'll bring everything I have, every single play. You'll get passion, intensity. I went to Bentley University. It's a very rigorous school. I'm a very you know, good student, a good man. So just bet on me, and I promise that, you know, I'll make up for the size, and I'll make up for the D2 with my passion, relentlessness, and, you know, my ability to get to the ball and my athletic ability as well.
I love it. I love it, man. Listen, Sal, we have a couple minutes left. I wish I could keep you longer, but we always like to end the show. We call it three and out. They're just a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, your coaches at Bentley, you could be any coach you had, assistant, trainers, you know, offensive line, anybody. What coach during practice had the biggest pet peeves, an absolute no-no? If you or your teammates got caught doing this, you might catch some hell.
Oh, geez, let me think really quick. We had a coach, Coach Kavanaugh, great man. I still talk to him all the time. I absolutely have so much love and respect for Cav. You know, he was a real stickler on even if it was degradable things, like, our campus was not in the woods, but there was a lot of bushes, and there was definitely some woods parts. And one guy got in trouble for throwing an apple core in the woods. And it's a joke now, and Coach Cav, if he's ever listening, I want to say, you know, how much love and respect I have, but that was a funny story that we remember from the guys.
Excellent stuff. And we mentioned it, you are training at Test Football Academy. Tomorrow or maybe Monday, when you return to the facility to get your workout in, when you walk through the doors, you get to be the trainer, not the trainee. You get to put somebody through hell. You get to pick one of those guys and watch them sweat. Who are you going to pick, and what are you going to make them do?
You're going to laugh when I say this one. I'm picking Kevin Dunn. So if you're listening to this, coach, if it's Monday, I'm calling you out. I'm getting you on the sled, because you got us on the sled for the past 10 weeks. So I choose Coach Kevin.
Tell you what, man, I saw him down at the combine, man. He is looking good, man. I mean, he took it up a notch.
Oh, he's jacked up, man. He is jacked up.
Yeah. Yeah, he is, man. I said, man, I go, you look phenomenal, dude. I was like, man, you really put it together this offseason, man. I was proud of him. And listen, Sal, the final one before we let you go, it's what, the 8th of March, almost a month and a half before draft day, draft weekend. I assume you're going to be with family and friends. You're going to wait to hear your name come off the boards, find out where you're going to sign. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate this next football journey?
No question, my mom, my mother, who I love more than anything, she will, you know, she could make anything, all categories, but being Italian, you know, I would love her to cook some chicken cutlets, rigatoni, meatballs. That's her specialty. It never misses every time.
Excellent stuff. Well, listen, your mom is now on the clock for chicken cutlets, rigatoni, and meatballs. And you, Sal, are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. When I say this, I say it with all my heart, man. You are an absolute pleasure to have on, and I can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. And I'm going to be so excited to say, hey, you see that kid? I had him on the show, and he was awesome back then. So I appreciate your time tonight.
Oh, I can't be more grateful for being on your show, and this was a blast.
Excellent stuff. Once again, that is Sal Lucoli here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Again, you got to love the intensity that this young man brings. And, you know, he mentioned bet on me. He said size is not going to be a deterrent. And I think when you have a passion in that demeanor, those are kind of, we call it the it factor. And I think if you listen to this podcast, you definitely feel that Sal definitely possesses the IT, that it factor. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.